Well, the Christmas story, how well do you know it? The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Now, if you have a dog or a cat, and you throw them some food which they miss, and you point it out to them, the chances are they'll be looking at your finger rather than to where you're pointing. And when it comes to the Christmas story, we're in danger of making the same mistake. So Christmas, the baby lying in a manger. But the manger is simply the sign. It's the finger pointing the shepherds to the right baby. The really exciting bit is who this baby is. So just listen to Matthew's account. We had it read to us, but listen to what it says. "But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet: 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means God with us." So who is this baby in a manger? Who is this Jesus? Two simple things. The first is this: he's Emmanuel, God with us. God, the someone who made everything, the someone who made me. And that someone was born in Bethlehem. So God, the author of history, has written himself into the story. The one who breathed worlds into existence catches his first breath on that Bethlehem night. Think of it, he who had no beginning begins as a baby lying in a manger. A baby. Now, I was speaking somewhere, and for publicity, they asked me to send them a photograph of myself. So did I send a photograph of me as a baby? Well, of course not. I've grown up, and the baby Jesus, grew up. And Emmanuel did what only God could do. He forgave sins. He stilled a raging storm with a word. He raised the dead, because not even death puts you beyond the sound of his voice or the grip of his hand. And he said, "If you've seen me, then you've seen God himself." Or maybe you're thinking, well, yeah, but anyone could make that up. Okay, but it's who Jesus is in himself. You can't make him up. He's gentle and yet strong, passionate, but never prejudiced, overflowing with compassion, and just. And he's commanding. He had authority, and yet he's also humble. And when you look at that life, Jesus is transparently good, with a face that smiled, eyes that engaged, and strong carpenter arms that stretched out to help. And then, as now, it was a world of broken humanity, people in the grip of powerful destructive forces. And yet when they came to Jesus, when they put their lives into his hands, when they trusted him, the power of those forces which held them, that power was broken. And they were set free by Emmanuel, God with us. When the true God stepped into this world, He wrong-foots us all. This is the greatest vision of God ever given to the human race. In John's words, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Tender enough to weep over death, powerful enough to raise the dead, humble enough to wash his disciples' feet, mighty enough to save the world. The God of love, the God who comes down to us into the muck of this world, the God who comes to us where we are, Emmanuel, God with us. And who is this Jesus? Well, the second thing to say is he's the Savior. Remember the words to Joseph? She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, all this talk about God and God coming down, it all feels very unreal. God seems so far away, if God even exists. Well, in 4 days' time, it'll be the shortest day of the year. Maybe we won't even get to see the sun in the bleak midwinter. But I know the sun is there, even in the bleak midwinter, when the sky is grey. I know the sun is there above the clouds, but I can't see it, and I don't feel its warmth. And says the Bible, God is there. But something separates us from him, separates us from feeling the warmth of his love. And it's not clouds. It's what the angel calls sins. But what do we read? She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He saves. He's a savior. Now, in that first century world, the Jews were longing, they were looking for a savior. They were ruled by a corrupt political class, and they were oppressed by the armies of Rome. So what could be better than the coming of a savior to set them free? But, says the Bible, the problem is not out there. The problem is in here. I don't need so much rescuing from what's out there. I need saving from what's in here. My sins. And in our honest moments, we know that. Apparently on Christmas Day, the average family will have 5 arguments. And the first one will be, on average, at 10:30 in the morning. So you can set your watches now. But even on Christmas Day, the best day of the year, we mess things up. And we hurt those we should love best. And we've treated God in ways that would break any relationship. Which is why, says the Bible, we're separated from him. Which is why God seems unreal, far away. Which is why, of course, then Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins and to bring us back to God. Which is why he went to a cross. They nailed him to a cross. Now, in 1987... the Cross Channel Ferry, the Herald of Free Enterprise, some of you may remember it. She sank with the loss of many lives. She left harbour with her bow doors open, and the water poured in, and the ship rolled onto her side. The lights went out, the floors became the walls, and in the darkness there was chaos and panic and death. But as the tragedy unfolded, heroes emerged, among them a 6'3" policeman, Andrew Parker, who became known as the Human Bridge. As the water poured in, he stretched his body across a damaged walkway, and his wife and daughter and 20 others, they walked across his body walked across his back to safety. He was a saviour. 22 souls saved. Well, says the Bible, Jesus is the saviour. He's the ultimate hero who on that cross stretched himself out like a bridge. A bridge back to God, so that we don't drown in the darkness of death and what lies beyond, but we cross over from death to life into the safety of God's wonderful, loving embrace. Remember those clouds that hide the sun? Well, our sins hide God's face from us. They come between us and God. That's why we feel somehow he's unreal. But on that cross, my sins were placed on Jesus, so that when God came to punish the guilty, Jesus took the blame. He took my sins away. So there's now nothing between God and me, so that I can know the healing sunshine of his wonderful love. We get it so wrong about God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, says John, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him should not perish. The love of God displayed. To believe in Jesus is to trust in Jesus to save me from my sins. And all who do, they don't perish. But they find God. They find a new reality, a new relationship of love and dependence and obedience, a new heart that beats for him, and a new life. Maybe that's what you're looking for. Well, a new life that's so real, so abundant, so satisfying, life that's so alive. The Bible calls it eternal life. So who is this baby? Where's the finger really pointing? Who is this Jesus? He's God with us. God come down to dwell amongst us. And he's the Savior that we all need, that I need. That is the Christmas story. And if you think about it, it really is thrilling, isn't it? That God should step into our world, not to condemn. His first thought is to save. And it's also humbling, because it's saying to me that I'm the one who needs saving. But those who come to Jesus, perhaps they understand then for the first time the real weight of the angel's words to the shepherds. Do you remember what they said? They're so familiar they kind of float past us, don't they? But listen again. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. That was the news that came to the shepherds. Straightforward, working class men who were fools, who were nobody's fools. What was their response? Did they stay out in the cold? When the angels went away into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Let's go and find this promised Saviour. What has the Lord made known to us on this day? Maybe it's time for us to come in from the cold. maybe even that hymn, that second hymn. I said, remember the fourth verse? Maybe even tonight. It's a prayer, that fourth verse. Maybe even tonight to pray those words. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us. Abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.